This is David Flint for CanDo. In a speech to the Minerals Council, the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has told the miners they don't own the minerals. Governments, she says, only sell you the right to mine. It's a resource we hold in trust for a sovereign people. They own it, and they deserve their share. Once again, the Prime Minister has muddied the truth. This is to justify Canberra's outrageous move into yet another area reserved to the states for their income. The federal government already takes 80% of all the taxes. Canberra then doles out money to the states. So Canberra can control the states in precisely what they do. This is not how our federation was supposed to work. It's a result of years of the federal government moving into areas of state taxation so it can control matters which are completely beyond their understanding. Hence we had the Pink Bats fiasco, which led to the deaths of about 4 people and about 100 fires. The federal government should have nothing to do with putting pink bats into people's houses. Its principal concern is with the control of the borders, the maintenance of the currency, and the defence of the nation. It's not doing a good job in any of those. The Prime Minister says, we hold the minerals in trust for the sovereign people. Well, who is we? Obviously, she means her Canberra government. The answer to the question, who owns the minerals, is simple. You just look at the original Crown grant. That's the grant of land by the colonial or state concerned. It's a document usually issued under the signature of and the seal of the governor. In most instances, you'll find a reservation of minerals to the Crown. This means, as the lawyers say, the Crown in the right of the state. So it's the state government which is the trustee of the minerals for the people. Sometimes the Crown grant doesn't reserve the minerals. This means the landholder owns them. In Queensland, some landholders haven't realised this and have been tricked into selling their minerals. In New South Wales, the state government stole the minerals from landholders. In a nationalisation worthy of a banana republic, the RAN government seized the coal resources, which were owned by private citizens. But coming back to the revenue from the minerals, if the minerals belong to the people, they belong to the people of the state concerned. So the minerals in Western Australia belong to the Crown in the right of Western Australia and therefore held in trust for the people of Western Australia. It's time for Canberra to butt out of trying to move into another area of getting more taxes from the people of Australia. This is David Flint for CanDo.